Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 8. As I had said in the previous chapter, we had studied different types of insurance plans. And we ended the chapter with non-conventional plans, which are meant for special categories of people who want to have returns on their investment that might not be possible in case of traditional plans. For those type of people, this is a very special chapter because this will have special types of insurance plan. In this chapter, we'll also learn how to choose different plans based on the financial planning. When we talk about financial planning, we'll also see the different life stages of a person right from the childhood till the elderly age. We will look into the pension plans, we will look into the ULIP plans, we will look into the health insurance plans. At the end of the chapter, we'll also see the tax angle on the insurance plans. So in short, this chapter is going to be a very, very useful chapter for planning your insurance with traditional plans as well as with the non-conventional plans, and we will be studying specific non-conventional plans in this chapter. The basic objective of this chapter is to understand the innovation and creativity injected in the traditional plans, and because of this injection of creativity and innovation, we have come to the birth of the non-conventional policies, which create attractive features that takes care of majority of those people who want return on their money by investing the money which are paid to premium. So the time of traditional plans, which was mainly meant for making provision for the nominee after the untimely death, now the plans have gone one step further. It is not only taking care of the claim which would arise in case of the untimely death of the insured, but the insured can also make use of this particular option for gaining returns from investments out of the premiums that are paid to the insurer. So it's a win-win situation for the insured as well as the insurer, because the insurer has got a new type of model into which he can attract a newer segment of policy holders for taking up such type of policy, and at the same time the policy holder get attractive features, a total different feature than the traditional plans, which fulfills their particular financial goals out of this type of policies. So let us go dive more deeper into this type of policies. Planning for financial requirements provides direction and meaning to your financial decision, because you just can't invest your money into any type of product. You need to plan. You should understand what type of product is required. It has to have a meaning based on your financial goals, and only when a particular product fits in your financial goal, then you are set to make a proper financial decision. A wise investor invests in different asset classes and creates a diversified portfolio for reducing the overall risk of investing. In addition to diversifying the risk, the investor also gets the advantage of the different features that are available across the different asset classes, and that is where the thinking of a wise investor comes into investing into different asset classes. Every individual should first protect the income and then plan to invest it to make his money grow. The first and the most important objective of any investment is the capital protection. And over and above the capital protection, if he can find ways in which his money can grow, then that would be called as a wise investment. Investment planning is the basic step of protection as well as growing your money. Investment planning is about selecting the right investment strategy to help you meet your financial goals, because only capital protection may not help you to get something you desire, to fulfill your financial goal. In addition to capital protection, you should also make your money grow. And this money grow and capital protection can happen with a proper investment strategy, which will help you to achieve your financial goals. A person who has adequate financial resource at their disposal can provide money for all protection needs. And this is what we say, diversifying investments into different asset classes. But a person who has limited financial resources cannot provide money for all, and hence he has to wisely think and invest into proper products which will take care of his most important requirements. So this is a choice between those who have adequate money at their disposal as well as those who have limited resources at their disposal. The final aim is to meet the financial goals to an extent which is directly commensurate with the investments you make into your products. Now, let us learn more about investment planning. An individual has priorities, and based on these priorities, he decides which needs and which wants need to be fulfilled. And based on this, his goals and objectives of life are achieved. Perfect investment plus insurance plan can help one achieve each and every dream, because we cannot just rely only on insurance. In case of untimely death, then the problem comes, who will take care of the near and dear ones? And hence, investment plus insurance both have to go together for achieving every dream. Most insurers offer attractive and special offers in the form of insurance cover on your life, and additionally helps you to grow and develop your wealth through the market-linked investments. This is the beauty of the modern investing. It helps your money grow through market-linked investments, unlike the traditional plans. Many people undertake financial planning in a rather disorganized way. But if we follow a systematic method of financial planning, then automatically that will result into achievement of all your financial goals. However, disorganized or haphazard way of investing will not take you near to your goal. It will take you away from your goal. But a comprehensive financial planning will help you to go step by step. It will first help you to identify your financial needs, and based on your financial needs, you can actually select or decide into which products you should invest. And here comes an important role of the insurance agent. Insurance agent just don't sell insurance products, but they can also help individuals to do a proper financial planning. Every individual has to do financial planning for each life cycle stage so that sufficient income is available for meeting lifestyle expenses. And here, insurance agents can be very useful for the individual for discussing a financial plan, and based on that, deciding whether to invest into traditional plans or such non-conventional plans of insurance policies. Financial planning teaches us to save in a purposeful manner to achieve the maximized returns and financial goals. Investors should look out for a suitable product that helps him to achieve the twin objective of maximizing returns as well as accomplishing the financial goals. Now, what is a financial planning process, and what all is included in the financial planning process? When we talk in terms of process, it should start with something and end with something. However, when we talk in terms of financial planning process, it's a comprehensive process, means it should include different aspects of the financial planning, like tax planning, building a contingency or emergency fund to meet unexpected financial difficulties, planning and investing for children's higher education, planning and investing for children's marriages, buying a home or a second home, repaying their loan, as well as many other aspects of based on the requirements of the individual, based on the different life stages he is in, or on the based on the life stages of his near and dear ones, like spouse, children, or the elderly persons in the family. Planning and investing for other goals like buying a car, annual vacation with the family, planning and investing for children also can become a part of a financial process. Planning and setting up a retirement fund to maintain the same standard of living when regular monthly income stops without compromising on anything can also be an important aspect of financial planning. So this is what we say, financial planning process is comprehensive. It just not focuses on one or two points, but it takes care of the entire life stage of the person. And when we talk about different life stages, it can start from children, that is childhood, up till the elderly stage. Let us look at the typical life stages of a person, a client, or an individual. Like in childhood, children are totally dependent on parents, and hence parents and guardians will be interested in children's insurance plan for providing future expenses, such as securing financial position. Here, there are some child insurance plan in which, in case of the untimely death of the parent, there is a waiver clause for the premium to be paid. The premium ceases, however, the policy remains live till the entire tenure as per the terms of the policy. In case of young unmarried, insurance investment plans such as the ULIP will take care of both the capital appreciation as well as the tax benefits. In case of young married, saving money towards purchasing a house, providing health insurance for parents for income protection in case of single earning members, term life insurance for both parents, partners. This is specifically important because as young married enter into the marriage, they have some additional responsibilities compared to the bachelor's life. And based on that, they accordingly plan all their goals post-marriage, what all, not only for the self, but also for the spouse, based on whether the spouse is earning or not. Then after marriage, they can have children. So young married with children, once the income protection need is taken care of, other financial goals comes into the priority, like child investment plan can take priority for the young married with children. When the children grow old, in case of married with the older children, the financial responsibility of the couple towards the child increases, and they will have to think in terms of higher education and marriage of the children. So those things will come in priority. Then as the person enters into the 50s, then the pre-retirement worries can come into the picture. The retirement fund and health protection becomes a priority, and based on that, such plans will have to be taken. And finally, when the person gets retired, he has no more income at his disposal as he used to get a regular income by way of salary. He will have to create plans in the form of annuity, which can suit his retirement's lifestyle, so that whatever income that comes, he can continue with the same or similar lifestyle what he was before the retirement. So these are the different life stages, and based on that, the financial planning can be done, and based on the needs, suitable products can be purchased by such person. Now let us see the features and benefits of insurance saving products. The three main aspects would be capital growth, guaranteed income, and there can be also lock-in period. When it comes to capital or income growth, innovative insurance products such as ULIP and retirement products are designed to provide either capital appreciation or regular income. When it comes to guaranteed income, the annuity comes into the picture. When it comes to lock-in period, the prospect should carefully determine his or her liquidity needs and the length of the time he can invest the funds without withdrawing it in between. There are some more features of saving products like penalties, risk, flexibility. What do you mean by penalties? Premature withdrawal of funds in case you don't continue your policy till the end of the term. Risk-return relationship should be worked out by investors based on his risk appetite and risk tolerance. As higher the risk, higher the returns, lower the risk, lower the returns. Like you may get more returns in case of non-conventional policies, but there can be a higher risk in comparison to traditional plans where again the risk is low, the returns might be low. In case of flexibility, modern products offer flexibility to the investor to switch over from the form of investments to other based on the market conditions. So this freedom allows the policyholder to research and invest based on the market conditions and accordingly get returns also based on the switching over of products from one product to another. Now let us look at the pension plans, which are also very important, especially for those who are going to enter into retirement or those who are already retired. Pension retirement plans cover the risk of living too long, because after retirement your income streams are totally stopped. So you have to have a source of income which will give you ready streams of cash flows even after retirement. So here comes the importance of pension or retirement products, which covers the risk of living too long by providing the retired people with a means to pay for their continued living expenses in the absence of any regular income. Pension plans encourage the prospects to contribute small chunks of money into a pension scheme. So whenever they are having regular income, out of which they can contribute that to the pension fund, and this pension fund can be converted into annuity until retirement or early death. Insurer provides various retirement plans based on the corpus created to the pension scheme. So you contribute to this corpus fund until retirement or till death, that is the possible time. And once that corpus is created, insurer will provide you various options to get returns in the form of annuities or pension after your retirement or whatever the payouts are decided on early death. Now, what are the features and benefits of pension plan? We have three important phases. The first is the accumulation phase, in which individual makes a regular contribution or lump sum contribution, which is invested by insurance company on the client's behalf. The second stage is the annuity phase. Once the funds are accumulated, individual can decide to buy an annuity plan from the accumulated funds. This annuity plan will decide whether the insurance company should make payment immediately, start payment immediately, or defer the payment after a certain period. Finally comes the commutation. The commutation plan enables the policyholder to get up to a certain amount of the accumulated fund, and the remaining amount will be distributed in the form of annuity or pension. So the best part of the pension plan is the facility to make a tax-free withdrawal. So commutation amount is tax-free withdrawal, and this is generally up to 1/3 of the accumulated fund before starting or getting the regular annuity payments. Now let us look at annuity. Annuity can be of two types: immediate annuity and deferred annuity. When we talk about immediate annuity, this becomes payable immediately as per the instructions of the policyholder. When we talk about deferred annuity, it can become payable after a certain period. Like the policyholder may be still young and he may not want the annuity to start just because he is actually having a salary or some professional income, but he wants that to be started after the income streams are stopped, say after retirement or after a certain period when he wants to take a voluntary retirement. So the deferred payment is specifically suitable for those who wants to postpone the payments. However, they would continue to make their investment and receive the payments after a certain period. Then there are life annuities. Life annuities provide the annuity payments from the insurer throughout the life of the annuitant. Then we have term annuities. This can be for specific terms like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, or even 25 years, based on what is accepted between the insurer and the actually insured. Then we have joint life annuities, which are payable after the death of the first annuitant to the survivor. And this, based on that, we can have different types of annuities designed and subscribed by the policyholder. Next, we come to the annuity payout. The annuity may be purchased on a single premium or periodic payment. Annuities can be paid on monthly, quarterly, half yearly, or even yearly basis. So you can see there are different ways in which the premiums could be paid, and there are different ways in which the payout can be done. Annuity can be due immediately or deferred basis. We saw it in the previous slide. Annuities can be paid through life, after life, to the nominee shall cease with the death. So these are different ways in not only making the payment of the premium, but also making payment of the payouts in the form of annuity. Annuity payout amount may be fixed, guaranteed, or variable, contingent on investment performance. So these are also this is also a flavor of annuity payout. Now, having understood about the annuity and the pension plan, let us understand what a health insurance plan is. Health insurance is a special type of insurance product that helps the insured to meet his medical expenses with the help of the health cover. The most health insurers offer a health insurance policy for a duration of 1 year. Such policies can be renewed every year. Individuals can have an option to buy a family floater, under which the entire family members' expenses can be covered under one policy and up to a certain sum assured. An individual can also claim tax benefits under Section 80D of the Income Tax Act 1961. We have specific guidelines, IRDA guidelines on health insurance. IRDA has mandated all general and health insurers to offer the standard individual health insurance product to take care of the basic health needs of the insured, because there are possibilities that some insurance company may have some twists and turns. However, because of this IRDA mandated guidelines, all general and health insurance should offer standard individual health insurance product to take care of at least the basic health needs of the insured. IRDA has also designed the COVID standard health insurance policy specifically to address the cost originating from the COVID pandemic, which needs to be followed by all general and health insurers. IRDA Health Insurance Amendment Regulations 2019 have also introduced certain new beneficial provisions on settlement of claims for the insured. So IRDA has a very specific provisions on health insurance policies which take care of the interest of the policyholder, and the insurers or the insurance company are specifically guided, especially even in the post-pandemic, COVID pandemic era. Now let us see what are the medical expenses covered under health insurance. And health insurance policy generally covers medical expenses, which can be hospital expenses, nursing expenses, fees for surgeon, anesthetist, physician, consultant, specialist, anesthesia, blood, oxygen, operation theater charges, surgical applications, medicines, drugs, diagnosis, etc. All this are specifically based on what the insurance company has announced before issuance of policy. So these are very clearly mentioned in the product brochure. So product brochure will mention, and based on that, after issuance of policy, the insurance company also gives a cooling period for the policyholder to understand what terms I have been incorporated into the policy. Insurer may also specify certain exclusions relating to pre-existing diseases or during an initial no-claim cooling period for 1 year, or certain expenses which are not in the insurer's approved list. So this is a fair game from the insurance company point of view also. Based on the specific principles of insurance, it may declare or pre-announce before issuance of policy itself that would be certain exclusions, and this can be specifically mentioned in the insurance policy. Now, there is a claim process which has to be understood. We are not talking of just health insurance. Any insurance policy will specify a claim process. There will be some sort of intimations, there will be some sort of submission of documents which has to be strictly followed. Then this documents needs to be submitted sometimes directly to the insurance company or sometimes to the TPA, that is a third party administrator. So whenever an insurance policy is issued to the policyholder, he should make a specific note of what procedures, what documents are to be submitted to the insurance company along with the claim. Medical expenses can be claimed on reimbursed basis or cashless basis. Now here are the two words we are specifically talking in terms of the claim process. In terms of reimbursement basis, if the insured has taken treatment in a non-networked hospital. So if the hospital does not have a tie-up with the insurance company, then the insured will have to first pay the expenses and later submit the bills for reimbursement after timely intimation to the insurer. The insured may also have to submit to the TPA appointed by the insurer if it has to be submitted through the TPA, and then the claims get settled through the insurance company. That is the second form, and the easiest form is a cashless basis. But this is possible only if the hospital has a tie-up with the insurer, and then the bills can be directly settled at the hospital level without the insured have to making any payment directly from his pocket. But this has to be done with proper intimation and approvals from the insurer. Next one, best part of this insurance policy is the portability of health insurance. Portability of health insurance policy helps the insured to transfer his policy from one insurance to another insurance company. Portability of health insurance policy from one health insurance to another is permitted by IRDA. A new insurer is required to allow all credits existing in the ported policy for pre-existing conditions. So it should be a fair game for the policyholder. Just because he transfers his policy from one insurance company to another, another insurance company cannot have certain exclusions or not permit certain things which were permitted by the previous insurer. The porting procedure needs to be completed as per the timelines prescribed so that the claim process is also met timely whenever the insured wants. And there are specific regulations issued by IRDA for settling such claim process or even the porting procedures. Finally, we come to a specialized plan of this non-conventional insurance plans, that is the ULIP. We call it as Unit Linked Insurance Plan. Unit Linked Insurance Plan, popularly known as ULIP, is one of the non-traditional plans permitted by IRDA. ULIP gives an opportunity to the insured to pay premium for buying an insurance cover as well as grow his wealth. How this is possible? This is possible because the insurance company are permitted to make investments into specific assets. The insurer uses the part of the premium to provide insurance cover to the insured and invest the remaining amount into equity or debt instruments and fetch higher returns. So by which way the insurer actually facilitates the insured to get his cover for life as well as he can have higher returns by investing into special types of assets. The insurer has a right to charge a small fee for investing the premium amount because he provides expertise for such investments, and the value of this unit is determined with reference to a predetermined index, which is generally referred to as the net asset value or popularly known as NAV, which reflects the value of funds invested in the equity or debt instruments. What are the features of ULIP? ULIP is suitable for people who are willing to take risk in comparison to those who prefer traditional insurance products and prefer safety. So one important requirement for the ULIP investor is the ability to take risk. Unit linked insurance plan also provides flexibility to the insured in different kinds of debt, balance and equity. So here, if is a wise investor is keeping track of the market, researching the companies and progress that is made, then he can definitely take advantage of this switching over from one product to another, from debt to equity and or to even balance. Even though the investment is done by the insurer, there is no guarantee from the insurer to return certain amount of units to the insured. Entire risk is taken by the insured. However, the facilitation of investment is done through the insurance company. Let us see some more features. The returns are based on actual performance of the market. Insured will have to bear the risk. In case of untimely death of the insured, the claim amount would be higher of the sum assured or the fund value. This fund value is definitely based on the NAV or the market value of the units. Insured can claim tax benefits under ATC of the Income Tax Act 1961 by investing in ULIP. The Union Budget 2021 has stipulated one specific provision on ULIP, that is, the capital gains on ULIPs would be taxable if the premium paid for any year exceeds rupees 2.5 lakhs. Finally, we look at the tax angle, tax benefits, saving plans or tax saving life insurance plans. Life insurance products are eligible for income tax benefits under various sections of Income Tax Act 1961, such as Section 10, Subsection 10D, Section 80C, Section 80CCC, and Section 80D as well. The quantum of deductions are amended in Union Budget, so students should refer the latest provisions of the Union Budget, and based on that, this particular provisions of sections can be quantified. Insurance products qualify for income tax benefit at a time of investing as well as at a time of maturity. So when we talk about financial planning, and if you want to derive tax benefits, then always refer the latest budget, and based on that you can get how much amount of benefits can you claim under this different sections under Income Tax Act 1961. Now we come to group insurance plan. We have already discussed what a group insurance plan is. Let us discuss more details about this. A group insurance policy provides insurance protection to a group of people. And IRDA guidelines of group insurance should be followed by all insurers. Group insurance facility is provided to both formal and informal sectors of the society. Underwriting is based on assessment of the group as a whole and not on individual life. The most important requirement for group insurance is the group should be homogeneous. In a group insurance policy, the insurer company issues one master policy covering all members of the group. Entry and exit of the members may be on a continuously basis, but entry into a group must be properly defined. The group insurance incurs lower administrative costs than your individual plans because the entire group is insured, and definitely there are better benefits and concession in the insurance premium. There will be a lower administrative cost in case of group insurance. There are also group insurance schemes by the Government of India. Group insurance schemes are levied by government, are actually used by government to provide insurance cover to the masses. So more like a social insurance. The master policies can be of two types. The contributory plan, in which the employee pays a share of premium. The non-contributory plan, in which the employee does not contribute to the premium. So government, under its different policy names, have been very, very proactive in designing different insurance plans, benefits for the individuals as well as for different entities who are willing to buy an insurance plan. Thank you.